good time.
JJ, Michael, it's time to get out.
Oh, no, will you look at the time? I got a cramp for an exam today.
Brother-in-law, Thelma's in the bathroom. I'm second. I got a job interview today.
Okay. Hey, JJ, I'll go in before you, man. I got to get to class today.
You mean I got to use the bathroom in the gas station again?
Come on, everybody, to the table. Food's ready.
Thank the Lord for instant oatmeal.
Thelma!
Morning, babe.
Hey, babe.
Hey! JJ, how far to the gas station?
About 2 miles down on the left.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Ma. Good morning, JJ.
Hey, Thelma, you gotta stop using that bathroom as a Girl Scout camp.
Well, I have to put on my face.
Huh. You should try putting it on again. Because you got it on upside down. Yeah, y'all don't want to hear that, your ugly old face. Your old face.
You ain't never gonna get in my eye. That's all.
Mask. Get out of there.
We have one single breakfast without everybody snapping at each other.
I'm sorry, Mommy.
Yeah, you should be sorry. Because you know you're ruining my appetite, girl.
That's right. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. He's like a horse. But he has a body like an eel.
Enough's enough. What's happening to us?
I think we're suffering from claustrophobia.
Well, maybe, but we just should be glad we've got a roof over our heads.
Right.
Over our heads is quickly becoming the roof on our heads.
Brooklyn is supposed to come up here and take care of that. But let's face facts, we need a bigger place.
Yeah, we could always sleep in Bookman's pajamas.
Oh, and JJ's head, that's always vacant.
Oh, for the peace and quiet of screaming kids on my bus.
You know, it's getting so cramped up in here that I gotta pick a number in order to breathe. I can't study, I can't sleep, I never have any privacy, and I got college to worry about, too.
Well, the truth of the matter is, this apartment is not made of elastic. I can't stretch it to make it bigger.
Well, Mama, if you can't make it bigger, then maybe we should make the amount of people smaller.
Hey, look, we'll get out as soon as we can afford to. I don't like this any more than you do, especially since I'm beginning to feel like a freeloader.
Oh, now, Keith, don't you start thinking that way. You're up every morning looking for a job.
See that, Michael? Make Keith feel bad. Shouldn't be making him feel like a freeloader. You should say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell me you're sorry. Tell the freeloader.
Now, look, that may be Bookman. Mm-hmm. Don't start teasing him. At least not until he does something about the ceiling. Come in!
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mr. Bookman, how you doing?
How you doing, Bookman?
Hey. 3 chairs for our super. Hippo, hippo, hurrah!
Huh? What was that?
Nothing. Mr. Bookman, I asked you up here to see if you wouldn't do something about this falling plaster.
I don't see no plaster falling.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Hey, JJ, that's a good trick, man.
Man, if brains were dynamite, that man still couldn't blow his nose.
What? What'd he say?
He said, with the rains, it may blow holes in the place. So you had better hurry and do something about all this plaster that's falling on the floor.
Hey, no sweat. That's what I get paid for. Take care of that right away. Order one broom and charge it to the Evans family.
Well, you see, it's getting so crowded here. We just need a bigger place. And I just thought that if there was a bigger apartment available, you'd know about it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd be the first to know. As a matter of fact, the Martin's on the 3rd floor, moving out this month. It's a 3-bedroom.
That sounds perfect. How much more is the rent?
About $10.
Hey, that's reasonable.
Do you think we have a chance of getting it?
No. Not unless I put you on my waiting list. And I ain't gonna put you on the list until you apologize for those insults yesterday.
Which insults? What insults?
Ms. Evans, Michael called me the incredible bulk.
Oh. No. He didn't say that. What he said was, it's incredible how much bulk you've lost.
Yeah, that's
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Without a doubt, you lost more weight than Don Knotts. You can wear some of my clothes now, but...
Right.
Well, I guess I did lose a little weight. Okay, there you go. Now I got you down on my waiting list. You guys are number 572.
What? 572?
No, no, no. She'll be back in a minute, Willona.
Oh, darn it.
What's the matter? You got a little bit of gossip burning a hole in your tongue?
Gossip? Me? Gossip? Keith, I'll have you know that I'm one of the most anti-gossiping people in this project. That is why I dedicated my entire life to getting the story straight before anybody else heard about it. I hate gossip.
Willona, if it's that important, you know you can tell us.
Honey, listen. You know Moose Face Mary?
Yeah.
The girl that walks like she's caught up in the wind?
Yeah.
Even when there ain't no wind blowing. Uh-huh. Well, here's the word. Yeah. She is going to be a mother.
Hey, that's Frank.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Now, wait a minute. Isn't she the one that's got the husband in the service?
Mm-hmm.
Been stationed in Germany for the mm-hmm. last year and a half? What's she going to tell him?
It's a test tube baby that she's carrying for a friend.
Oh.
Ain't that a soul shot? I tell you the truth. Lord, wait till you hear what I got to tell you.
Hold on, can it wait? I had a rough day.
Oh, girl, give me your coat.
Thank you. Is Michael home yet?
No, Ma. He's almost an hour late.
Oh, I'm worried about that boy. He told me he'd study in the park if he had to, rather than put up with the distractions around here.
Hi, everybody. How was your day?
It was just fine, Michael. How was yours?
Fine. Fine. Just fine.
How fine is just fine?
Fine.
This needle seems to be stuck.
I'm moving out.
You're what?
I'm moving into an apartment. It's right near campus. It's the perfect place to study. It's small, and most of all, it's private.
No, no, you're not. You're not old enough to move out on your own.
Mama, I'm 17 years old.
That's too young.
Well, how come you're always telling me I'm old enough to make my own decisions?
You pick a fine time to listen to everything I say.
Michael, how do you expect to pay for this place?
I have a roommate, and we're going to share the expenses.
Well, I'm glad you got a place of your own now. A place where I can come boogie down with my chicks.
Gramps, how'd you find the apartment?
Well, I read on the bulletin board a notice that was advertising for a roommate.
Good, you might find a nice roommate.
Hey, wait a minute. Nothing is settled. I'm still against it. You are too young to be moving out on your own, especially with somebody I don't know.
Mama, I'm moving out. I have to. I mean, I can't take it in here no more. There are too many people in here for me.
Oh, well, hey, you know.
Hi, is this the Evans apartment?
Yes, it am. Come right in.
Hi, Michael. You forgot these folders, so I thought I'd drop them by.
Hey, thanks, Cindy. That was very brave of you. Hey, I'll show you to the elevator.
Michael, aren't you going to introduce us?
Oh, excuse my rudeness. Folks, this is Cindy Krebins, my new roommate. Cindy, I'd like you to meet my family. My sister Thelma, her husband Keith.
Yo.
Our very good friend, Willona Woods.
How are you?
My brother, JJ.
Charmed.
And this is my mama. My mother, Mrs. Florida Evans.
But excuse me, y'all. I need some water.
Cindy, I bet you were surprised when Michael answered your ad, huh?
Oh, yes. I thought it would take much longer before I got any feelers. approaches. calls.
Well, about the apartment, how many bedrooms do you have?
One.
One.
And, how many beds in this apartment?
One.
Excuse me, y'all. I gotta have some more water. Flo, don't worry about it. They're just innocent kids. Don't worry.
Hey, look, everybody. I will be sleeping on the couch in the living room. It's perfect. The apartment is walking distance from campus.
We can do our homework together. We've got some of the same courses.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Biology.
Cool it, JJ, all right? Cindy and I, we can help each other out. She's also an A student.
I bet you she knows her P's and Q's, too.
Well, I'd better be going. It was very nice meeting you all.
I'll show you to the door.
I think I hear Penny calling me, honey. I got to go. Oh, she forgot her book, Flo. Oh, nice little title, Contemporary Attitudes Toward Sexual Behavior.
Ma, you sure you want, like, another glass of Wawa?
No. Wait, look, everybody, now. We are reading that book for a research project in sociology. The whole class is doing it. Reading the book, that is. Listen, now, this is just a business arrangement. Cindy and I are not romantically involved. We are just friends.
Mm-hmm. Michael.
Yeah?
You and me gonna have a little talk.
All right, then. Talk.
Can't you all find something to do?
Yeah, Mom.
Yes.
Mama, I know what you're gonna say.
That's funny. I don't.
Well, you're gonna say that you're not old-fashioned and that you've got nothing against new morality.
Wrong. Because I am old-fashioned. And as for this new morality, it may be new, but there is nothing moral about it. And nobody is gonna sell me on that, including my still wet behind the ear son.
Mama, are you sure that it's not prejudice that's giving you the trouble?
The only prejudice I have is a boy and girl living together when they're not married. And I don't care whether they are yellow, green, blue, or brown.
Mama, I already told you. Mama, we are not involved.
I have said.
Mama, I can't stay here anymore. I gotta get out of here.
Y'all just keep on right on arguing. It's fine with me. I'm here on this.
Cello.
Yeah, this is the Evans household. Oh, tone it down, y'all. It's Cindy's parents.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is JJ. Yeah, JJ the cool. Yeah, brother Michael the hot. Yeah, they said they want to come over here tonight. Yeah, come on over. About 89, yeah, it's fine with us. All right. See you there or be square. Well, Ma and Pa Krebbins are coming over. The whole clan. I mean, the whole family.
Now, Mama, I know what you're gonna say. I mean, you can just lay it on me, but no matter what you say, it's not gonna change my mind. This is my decision.
Michael, I don't think I have to say anything. I think the Krebbins will say it all. Mm-hmm.
Come. Who knows what the Krebbins are gonna say?
Or gonna do?
I'll tell you what they're gonna do. They're gonna show your kid brother that life is a lot trickier than he ever imagined. Where you going, JJ?
Oh, I'm sorry to leave the combat zone, Ma. But I got myself a date with Olivia the Octopus. I got a few of my own entanglements planned for the evening. I was just leaving. I just came over to visit their eldest son, JJ, but he wasn't in town. Come right in. Make yourself feel right at home.
I'm Florida Evans.
Well, which one is Michael?
I am. Before we get into this Michael Cindy business, I'd like to say that
we think it's just absolutely terrific.
Say what?
Right on, Mama. Tell it like it, T-I-Z. Say, Michael, it is really great to meet you. Looks like you're going to be practically part of the family, huh? Right on, man.
Well, this is my sister Thelma and her husband Keith.
Hello.
Hey, hey, Keith. Thelma, little Thelma. Huh?
Why don't we just wave from a distance?
Won't you sit down?
Well, I hope you'll excuse us for being so nervous when we first walked in, but this is our first time in a real ghetto. Cindy didn't tell us that Michael lived in the ghetto.
Do you know, we thought we saw a real street gang out front. Man, that was something.
Oh, they were just juving.
Jiving, dear.
Please, let me understand this. You have no concern about Michael and Cindy living together?
Why?
We've always tried to raise Cindy to be liberal and open, just like we are. I've always believed in TCR.
Dear, that's TCB. Taking care of business. You know that one?
Oh, yes. A lot of my friends are white.
Right on, Mama. We think it's cool Cindy and Michael living together.
But they're not married.
Married? Hey, wait a minute now. Y'all way off the track. We're talking about education here.
Look, let me understand this. You're not concerned about your 17-year-old daughter living with my son?
Of course not. And we don't even mind that he's black.
We've taught ourselves to be colorblind.
You must get a mess of traffic tickets.
Let me get this straight. You're not concerned with your daughter living with a black man. You're not worried about her living with any man. Is there anything that does bother you?
Well, quite frankly, we were worried about her living alone. But now with Michael there with her, I'll be so relieved. I mean, if an intruder comes in, Michael will know how to handle him.
Right on. See, we white middle class live such sheltered lives. But this great experience living down here in the ghetto really prepares you for handling intruders.
Well, we just run from them.
Actually, we call the police. And when the trouble is over, they usually come.
Well, we know she'll be safe in the hands of Michael. Fulani, right?
I beg your pardon?
Your roots, your tribe. I'll bet you're a Fulani. That was a great warrior class. See, you can tell by the bone structure. See how the forehead slopes? And over here, how the nostrils flare? Oh, I wonder how many lions your ancestors killed, huh? You have traced your roots, haven't you?
Oh, yes. But right now, we're more concerned about where we're going than where we came from.
You black people have such a marvelous sense of humor.
Yeah, you really do have great humor.
Can I get you anything to eat?
Oh, yes. Yes, we just love soul food.
Well, I was thinking more of a cheese dip. Michael, will you get it, please?
Right on, Mama. Yeah.
I'll go with you.
You know, I read Roots 3 times. I canceled all my business appointments and stayed home to watch it on TV every night. I felt it was the least I could do.
Yes, and I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize for what we did to Kunta Kinta.
That's cool, Mama. That's cool.
Well, you see, he making more money than all of us now.
Hey, wait a minute. Keith Anderson, the football player, right? I knew I recognized you. Hey, baby, lay five over me. This is all the way live, right arm rough.
Actually, I did play football, but I spent my summers at Oxford. And I find it rather banal, all this excessive use of the idiomatic jargon. I feel we blacks have progressed far beyond the primitive use of semantics. However, if I may regress...
Here you go.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Anyone for dip?
Oh, I'm sorry, but we don't have time. Sweet Mama and I are due at our group encounter meeting. We're christening the new communal hot tub. Cindy, we'll drop you at the college.
Dad, Mom, could you wait for me downstairs? I'd like to talk to Michael for a minute.
Oh, of course, dear. Well, Michael, we'll be seeing a lot of you from now on. Big Daddy and I will be dropping in on you and Cindy quite often. Oh, and I want to thank you for your hospitality. I've admired every minute of it. Goodbye. Later. Or is it earlier?
Michael, you don't look very happy.
I'm not. You know, Cindy, I don't think I could take your parents coming over to the apartment all the time.
Oh?
I'm sorry. I don't think it'll work. I'm better off staying here.
But they seem to like you.
They didn't like me. They just like the fact that I'm black.
Well, at times they can be pretty hard to take.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, we'll still see each other around.
Hey, no problem on that. We can still study in the library.
Yeah. Well, it was nice seeing you both, and thank you, Mrs. Evans, for...
Oh, there's no need to thank me. You're a lovely girl, Cindy.
Well,
bye. Bye-bye.
See you in school.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, it was your decision. I'm proud of you, son. Give me five.
You got it, Mama.